Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast recommendation, our pod squad are with us to tell us about the Mel Robbins podcast.
Are there critical tipping points in your day that either set you up to win or make you feel like you're losing? Today, you and I are going to talk about four simple choices that you and I are faced with every single day. They are so subtle, yet the impact is so major. You're going to see how easy it is to feel better in your life starting today, because you'll realize it is a choice and you can make a different choice. The first micro choice happens as soon as you wake up, before you even get out of bed. And here's the choice.
The Pod Squad with me this afternoon in studio, Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and our own Rory Galvin. Good afternoon to you both. Right, what's this about, Elaine?
So Mel Robbins, people might know her Let Them theory, which became a book. And essentially it's, you know, if someone wants to think badly of you, let them, you know, let it go in a sense. And I mean, it's a very good attitude, I suppose, to have in your life. But turning it into a book meant that there's quite a lot of padding in that book. Repeating the same thing over and over again. I would say it's the same for the podcast. So the podcast, every episode with advertisements and stuff in it would be running over an hour long. And the feel of it is very like a morning TV segment kind of vibe, especially kind of like American morning TV segment, where Mel plays that role of the uneducated listener, doesn't know anything about the interviewee she's speaking to. So she speaks to people for dermatology expertise, for designing your life and design thinking expertise, for cybersecurity expertise, which I was quite interested to hear what the advice was there. And she plays that role really well, which is good. That you make people listening feel like they're not a dummy for not knowing the answer to a question, and she gets the advice from the experts there. And there is good nuggets of advice in there.
Yeah.
But it does, it's repetitive. It goes on a bit much and it's very long.
I listened to two of the episodes earlier this morning, Rory, and I find them kind of, you know, short enough. Is it all this sort of life advice content? Is that?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a self-help podcast. The Let Them Theory was the best-selling book in Ireland last year, so it is a pretty big deal. It kind of cycles between a couple categories. So you have like health, you have relationships, you have like time management, money management, those kind of things. And it seems to kind of repeat itself every couple of weeks. So she'll either be Mel Robbins by herself, or she'll bring in an expert. And I did also find it quite long. They are over an hour long and it does repeat itself a lot. So you kind of have to dig for that good information. And I did actually find some good kind of nuggets of wisdom in there.
Like what? What did you learn?
I don't know. Well, a lot of the time they'll tell you just to get more sleep or to set yourself a bedtime. So I remember it was like, oh, are you stressed? Get a bedtime. Oh, do you want a more regular lifestyle? Get a bedtime.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, are you struggling with the time management? Get a bedtime. But specifically the money advice one I actually thought was pretty good. And I think I'll actually kind of take that and go look at my own savings and how I spend money. The only problem is, as well, it's kind of for an American audience. So they were talking about like Roth IRAs and 401ks. And I was like, I don't know if that actually relates to me very much. So you kind of have to take it as a grain of salt as well. But I don't know. It is tough. And I don't know if I'm the target audience for certain topics. So I found myself kind of picking and choosing, which might be the way to go for it.
Yeah. Okay. And the fact that I suppose her book is so popular here in Ireland, does she come across well in this podcast?
Yeah, she is a warm personality, and I suppose she does have that kind of talk show host vibe, but she swears, so she's edgy, you know? Like, it's a very kind of American sanitized version of that kind of a personality. And even like she does these bloopers at the end of the podcast, which are vaguely entertaining, but also it goes to show how produced this is, that there's been retakes and stuff like that. So again, like, that's not really the vibe that I would like to listen to a podcast, these really overly produced kind of talk show vibey ones. But she, you know, she's made a great success of being this personality who brings advice. And she also kind of presents it like the opening line is usually, hey, it's your friend Mel. So she nearly like encourages this idea of this being a parasocial relationship. Personally, that gives me the ick.
You're
right. I don't like it.
It's not your vibe, yeah. Are you a fan of self-help books in general, Rory?
God, no. Yeah. I mean, the problem, it was funny because when I was brought to me like, oh, which podcast do you want to do? Yeah, is there this or this? And it's like, well, we haven't done a self-help. I don't think we've done a self-help podcast on Pod Squad in a while. So
yeah,
it was new to me. So I thought I'd give it a try. And it just, yeah, is not for me. The most annoying thing, like Mel Robbins is a fine host. The most annoying thing she does is she'll these call to actions before an ad break. So she'll say, if you have a friend who needs this advice, send this to them and talk to them. There's one specifically on time management. So it's like, if you have a friend who's really busy and is always saying, oh, I'm too busy to do this and this, send them this podcast and, you know, have a conversation off that. If I was that friend who was really busy in my life and I said, oh, I can't make these plans. Yeah. And someone sent me the podcast. I would stop being their friend. Like, time it would management. Really annoy me, you know?
She frames the sharing the podcast as like an act of love in this community. It's like, yeah, share it with your loved ones. Share it with people you like. It's like
shameless plug for your
this
own
This is incredibly
content.
Good marketing, I have to say. She's very
and the
good
worst
at that.
Thing is, she does it like twice per episode as well, so it's like really hammering it in.
Yeah, it's funny though, because like the self-help space is obviously a very populated area. Mm-hmm. It's something we've actually have talked about it quite a few times on the Pod Squad throughout the years, but you're right, not in kind of more recent months. I nearly thought, you know, this sort of content and kind of stop being produced for a little while.
No, oh my god, it's still massive. Airport books as a concept, still a big thing. And a lot of these episodes feel like a condensed version of an airport book, which, you know, is probably a good idea because a lot of those books again are heavily padded and you could condense this information. And for me, for stuff that I was familiar with, like the cybersecurity stuff, I didn't learn anything new, but the advice was good. I can tell you that the advice was good, solid advice. But it is advice that you could get through many other formats because it is pretty boilerplate stuff, like get to sleep, drink water. That's obviously not the cybersecurity advice, but and I think there's this wellness industry thing. They practice two versions of sleight of hand. One is, on the one hand, when they go deep on anything, they say you can't just change your life overnight and it takes work and effort and blah de blah, but also listen to this 1 hour podcast and change your life is the message of every episode. Like, this one episode will change everything for you. And then the other one is, I find there's red flags for me when you're positioning yourself as kind of wellness and self-help and stuff like that, and still there's these defaults in your conversation that are like, any weight loss journey is inherently positive. And so like, that's just, I never gel well with anything like that. It's kind of like old ideals and standards wrapped up as being health and wellness. Like, get out of my face.
Mel Robbins, well enough known in Ireland, do you think, beyond the Let Them Theory book?
I never heard of her until the book. And I think whenever I hear about her, it's in the context of the book.
Yeah.
I assume she's actually pretty big in America because I noticed that there's a load of episodes of this podcast. There's over like almost, I think almost 400.
Over 300, isn't there?
So, and the book only came out last year. So I think she's obviously been going in America for a long time. I'm not sure about, you know, what for, but I assume she's also written other books and all that. So, but I think that Let Them Theory book really blew her up. Mm. So it's kind of like an extension of that.
Will you stick listening to it?
Absolutely not, unfortunately. I mean, I never wanted to like draw a line in the sand. I liked the One Money Advice podcast I listened to, but also at the same time, I would have gotten the exact same advice if I watched like a 10-minute YouTube video and I didn't have to spend my entire morning listening to this thing. So, no.
How many stars out of five?
I feel awful. A star and a half.
Star and a half?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever given us a star and a half. Elaine Burke?
Two. Yeah, because it's not something I'm going to personally come back to. And like, kind of like what Rory said, you can get all of the advice and information from this from elsewhere. And honestly, I will say, if you're the kind of person who's motivated to be like, I want to listen to an hour long podcast to fix my life, nothing's going to change for you. Mm. Like, your mindset is already tapped. So yeah, you need to do deeper work.
Listen, for the moment, folks, thanks a million for joining us here on the Pod Squad this Monday. Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and our own Rory Galvin from the News Talk newsroom. Really appreciate your time on the show. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.